KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. If Pixar wanted to, the studio could probably do a terrific short about a farmer who milks cash cows for profit and pleasure. But it's the studio that's doing the milking in Cars 3, and the pleasures are modest at best. Once again, it's about Lightning McQueen, the former hotshot voiced by Owen Wilson. This time, Lightning is a faded champion who yearns to win one more race. He's an intriguing hero for young audiences, a living legend, an incipient geezer, struggling to compete against a new breed of race cars. They're represented by Jackson Storm, voiced by Armie Hammer, a high-tech marvel with a low drag coefficient. The computer animation is remarkable, all those gorgeous objects going around and around, and around and around and around, but the film's drag coefficient starts to climb when Lightning's story is intertwined with that of a gifted young rookie named Cruz, the voice of Cristela Alonso. Having missed her own shot at racing, Cruz is determined to inspire Lightning as his trainer. There's more to the relationship than that. Mutual inspiration, reciprocal support, and sometimes really touchingly, a passing of the baton from one generation to the next. But the script is full of Disney-esque motivational slogans. Don't fear failure. Be afraid of not having the chance. Seize your chance when you can. Look for new opportunities you never knew were there. And the story slows noticeably when the emphasis is on speed at a cutting-edge training center. That's where Cruz helps her aging student sharpen his rusty skills in a program that isn't much different from countless other training sequences and where we're expected to thrill to the spectacle of Lightning coping with the challenges of a virtual reality simulator. The story as a whole is more like a succession of pit stops. The film meanders all over the landscape to rural racetracks and to one extremely muddy demolition derby. And next to nothing is made of Jackson Storm's technology. In an era where race cars, even passenger cars, are prodigies of complexity, Lightning's ultra-modern rival is seen entirely from the outside with no sense of the soul in the elegant machine. Cars 3 does examine some of the strategies Cruz teaches her aging champ so he can compensate for slower reflexes and diminished fire in his cylinders. But much of the latter section becomes a trip down memory lane as Lightning searches for his old pal Smokey, Chris Cooper, and for further inspiration from the memory of his role model and mentor, Doc Hudson. It's eerie to hear Paul Newman as a voice from the past. The first film wasn't bad, though it had its lapses. Cars 2 was easily forgotten. This one feels like the end of the road for a series that's running on fumes of nostalgia for its earliest self. I'm Joe Morgenstern, back on KCRW next with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.